We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you surprised, and I'm not saying it's all on Alex Smith, but by either his struggles, the offensive woes to throw the ball? I mean, we're halfway through the season, and it seems like they're still trying to figure each other out.
Well, I think the offense is trying to figure it out. I think it's a puzzle for Jay every week. I mean, you know, again, we have seen this act before a year ago. Using more of the three tight end offense, he basically has to. Now you're down three offensive linemen again, like we were last year. I think Adrian, breath of fresh air. You know, you have to step back and look at this football team. The Redskin football team is not going to blow anybody out. They're not dynamic. Anytime someone else has scored first, we haven't been able to play catch-up. It has to be a in-the-trenches, punch-in-the-mouth, keep-it-close football game. And, you know, count on kicks to be made. So, you know, Jay has to call the game based upon what he's got. Josh Doctson, again, you know, I'd have to say at times unreliable. We have no ability for anybody to separate. I mean, we've got good, solid, big receivers, but you just don't have anybody who can go down the field and you know, take the top off of a football, off of a team. That's it.
Hey, Joe,
you just don't have it.
Thinking back to your career, as good as you were and some of those great offenses you were at the helm of, right? Were there ever like quarters at a time or halves at a time where – Just the game flow, et cetera, and the ball wouldn't go to Charlie Brown for very often. And did you ever go to coach or anybody else and say, hey, we got to get a ball to our best playmaker here in this offense? I'm wondering why that doesn't happen for Jordan Reed more often.
You know, I was a little bit surprised in a couple of games where Jordan got, what I think, one of the games he got two targets, one catch.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure how he's deployed a lot. I mean, obviously, we know his talents. It seems like he's playing more and more and probably should. Vernon Davis, I mean, heck, he's done a heck of a job. I mean, Vernon has done as well as we would expect Jordan to do. So you're basically splitting tight end balls that way. It's the wide receiver position that, you know, that is challenging. And Jay just basically says, all right, look, our defense is playing overall pretty darn good. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play defense. Hopefully, we're not going to get behind too far. We're going to play some great defense, which we're capable of doing. We're going to run the football, try and shorten the football game. And when we get in the red zone, we're going to try and put the ball in the end zone. But as far as taking shots down the field just for the sake of taking shots, it's a wasted play. When you don't have guys who can run by people, and when you don't have guys who can get separation going down the field, it doesn't make sense. And I'm not a big 50-50 guy. You know, I grew up in an era where you throw to the open receiver, not the half-covered one. So now everybody thinks because a guy is big, you can throw the ball up in the air and let him go catch it. The art of running routes is so – it's become almost obsolete. And you see that when somebody really runs great routes. I'll give you an example. Jordan Reed can run great routes. And you see how open he gets. They don't – players are, after 5 yards, they say, you know what? Nobody can touch me. So I'll just sort of bend here or bend there. But we just don't have the ability to go down the field. Jay wants to keep everything in a 12-round fight. And you have to respect it based upon the personnel.
As well said, Joe Theismann on Grant and Danny. You know how this is being viewed this week. They lose Sean Laval, Brandon Scherff, Paul Richardson for the season. They could still be without Crowder and Thompson. You maybe are without five starters plus your third down back on offense. And a lot of folks around town are saying this was the beginning of a really down second half. How do you see this? Can they pick up the pieces here with their schedule ahead and still get to the 10 wins it might take to win the division?
Well, let me do this. Let's just jog our memory a year ago. Think about the Seattle game. When we had offensive linemen coming in on Thursdays and starting, I think we had two come in. One came in, I think, on Friday. The other came in on a Thursday, and they started against Seattle. And we beat the Seattle Seahawks. You know, you're going to, in some cases, you're probably going to have to simplify things. And I always find that if you simplify an offense, it gives everybody a very clear picture of what they need to do. If you have starters that haven't played together and there's a little complications to it or a little complicated nature to it, you know, you give up sacks and stuff. Alex is going to protect the ball. He's not going to go out and make plays where all of a sudden, you know, you're down 14 because of two interceptions or because of a fumble. You're going to bring people in probably that have either been in a similar type of system, and they're all big guys, and it's basically get in front of somebody. You know, and don't forget, Ryan Fitzpatrick has the ability to be able to throw the ball to us as well as his own team. So, you know, I mean, yeah, I think this is a critical game. I think the Texans is a critical game. But when you deal with the Texans, you know, you're going to have, what, Merciless, you're going to have Watt, and then you've got, you know, Deshaun on the other side. I think that to me is a great test. I think this team will play well. I think it'll play 60 minutes of football. And, you know, what's really funny, guys, is when Coach Gibbs came and joined the Redskins, he said, look, guys, we're going to be a 60-minute football team. We're going to play 60 minutes. Maybe in a lot of games it's going to boil down to whether we have to go score or we have to stop them from scoring on the last drive. But that's the kind of football team we're going to be. That's the kind of mentally tough football team we're going to be. Matter of fact, the night of the Super Bowl, Saturday night, Joe and I are sitting in the meeting. He said, this is what we're going to do. And we didn't take a lot of shots, if you remember, in that Super Bowl. You know, we methodically worked the ball down the field. He said, what we want to do, he said, we want to be within a field goal. We want to keep the game close. We want to be within a field goal at the end of the game. When we can let our offensive line take over because they're a smallish defense, and that's the way we're going to win the football game. He said, we're going to have to pound it and pound it and pound it, and we want to keep the game close. And that was our responsibility. I mean, my job was to do basically what Alex has done. Don't make a big mistake. Be smart with the football. Realize that it's a three-unit operation, offense, defense, and special teams. You know, Kress continues to punt the ball great. Dustin's doing a terrific job kicking. So the kicking game is strong. The defense is strong. The offense is probably going to be an area where we'll talk about this for the next 8 weeks. Going to have to make plays, not when it's over, but in the course of the game to create opportunities.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.